Hey friends, before we get started, I wanted to let you know that the Systems and Workflow Magic podcast is fueled by Riverside. Now, Riverside is my podcasting and now my YouTube video recording studio of choice, and they make it super easy to record remote podcasts and video interviews that look and sound like they are recorded in a million-dollar studio. Now, I started using Riverside because the sound quality was incredibly awful with Zoom, and sometimes myself or my guests would have really bad internet connections. And I found a great solution with Riverside because, unlike other platforms that save your recordings directly to your cloud, Riverside saves it on your device first. And this helps maintain recording quality regardless of internet connection, which I love. So after years of recording with Zoom, I am so happy I made the switch to Riverside because the quality of my audio sounds so much better. And now I can also create AI-generated show notes with a click of a button. I can create clips for Reels and YouTube Shorts and for Instagram stories. I can also create a transcription of my podcast or even YouTube video and rewrite it for blogging purposes. The fact that I can streamline my podcast recording process and YouTube content creation process means the world to my systems and workflow love and heart. Now, if you are ready to have a seamless podcast or YouTube experience with Riverside, head on over to the show notes after listening to this podcast to snag my affiliate link and get Riverside for as low as $15 a month. So Dubsado is also another company that fuels the Systems and Workflow Magic brand on a daily basis. If you are new to owning your own business, you'll quickly discover that having a great CRM tool, which is a customer relationship management tool, is an essential component to running the back end of your business, especially if you're working one-on-one with clients. Dubsado's mission is to help you automate your work, grow your business, and get back your time with powerful workflows. Now, there are tons of CRM tools out there, and it's hard to know who to trust. But what I love most about Dubsado are the people behind the business, because they go above and beyond with customer support because they want you to run your business seamlessly. Yes, even as a small business owner. So if you are looking for a CRM tool that will not only house your workflows, invoices, questionnaires, contact forms, proposals, and so much more, you can get started with Dubsado if you go to the show notes, and you can get a special code for 30% off your monthly or yearly subscription when you use my code DollyDeLongEducation, all one word, at checkout. This is the easiest yes for your business because Dubsado will work for you while you are away from your desk. Again, head on over to the show notes and use code DollyDeLongEducation at checkout to snag 30% off your yearly or monthly subscription. Welcome to the Systems and Workflow Magic podcast, where I help entrepreneurs go from scattered to streamlined in their creative businesses. I'm your host, Dolly DeLong, a wife, a mom, and a photographer turned systems educator. Join me every week as we have conversations centered around creating tactical workflows and automations in your business. Now, let's make some strategic workflow magic. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Systems and Workflow Magic podcast. I am your systems and workflow BFF and guide, Dolly DeLong. And today I am so excited to have the one and only Courtney McKay on the podcast. And if you don't know her right now, you're going to want to get to know her and follow her and get into her world after this episode, because Courtney is a tech and automation specialist who helps service providers scale, you heard that, grow their business through automation. So she has over 7 years of experience as a software developer, and her goal is to provide customized solutions to streamline your operations, allowing you to serve more clients and deliver an exceptional service without adding more to your plate, which I know we all love that. And I just want to add, I know this isn't coming out on March 8th. This is coming out after March 8th, but this is such an appropriate day to have this conversation because I just love featuring another amazing woman with an amazing brain on Women's Day. Let's just celebrate how amazing and talented so many different female business owners are. So I'm so excited to have you here. We've known each other because of the Instagram, and it's been fun getting to know you slowly over time, Courtney, and I'm so glad you're on the podcast. So welcome.
Thank you so much. It is an honor to be here. Thank you.
Hi. Well, I'm excited to have you. Is there anything I left out that you would like a more formal introduction of yourself?
Well, I'll just kind of explain just a little bit about my mission because, I do provide automation services for service providers. And really, my mission is to help service providers and business owners in general feel more in control of their business. A lot of the times when we create these businesses, we get to a point where it just kind of takes control over our lives and it just dictates everything we do. And then we don't have the freedom and flexibility that we need to be able to live our lives. And so what I do is to help service providers really automate and streamline so that they can be able to take a step back, take the time off that they need, and also be able to grow their income without having to hire. Hiring is not always the best solution because then you're kind of putting control in other people's hands, which as a small business owner, you might not want to do that. And hiring's also just not as cost effective, whereas automation really is. So that's where I kind of come in to help people see opportunities for automation that they might not see, or I come in and I help fill in the gaps. Maybe they have some automation set up, like simplified automations, but they're just kind of missing pieces. And then I can kind of help bridge those gaps with more advanced and customized solutions.
I love that so much. I'm just laughing, not because of what you were saying, but for those of you who are listening to the podcast, we're just going to keep this real. My 5-year-old son is in the same room as me and he's singing like this weird song. And I'm just like smirking right now. And Courtney is like delivering like best introduction ever.
I can relate to this because I am a stay-at-home mom. And that's why automation is so important to me because I'm having to do my business while watching my daughter during the day. So yeah. Having systems is not optional for me. I'm sure that you can relate to that too. You have to have these systems in place to be able to live your life and do it while you're doing a million other things all the time, right? Like it's just constant.
It is constant. This is perfect then. I'm so glad you're here because you definitely relate to this. So Courtney, besides just so excited to have you on and meet you, I am excited that you are going to be talking about Zapier because I know that there are so many different tech tools that we could discuss and talk about when it comes to automation, but Zapier seems to be a really popular tool that a lot of business owners, either they hear about, they know about, it seems scary, it seems overwhelming because there is so much stuff that Zapier can do and help you automate. And so we're going to be talking about, or you're going to be talking about, not me, everyone. I want to clarify, Courtney here is the automation specialist, but she's going to be teaching us about an advanced automation that we can dig into using Zapier. And that is the advanced automation is through webhooks. And so I asked Courtney, I was like, Courtney, you need to just dumb it down. Like you're teaching a bunch of first graders or second graders. And I know she will. She'll do a really great job educating us. But for those of you who are listening in, you're like, I'm out. I don't want to listen to this. It's too much for me. I want to encourage you to stay in, just listen in because one, like Courtney had mentioned earlier that you may be able to set up an automation versus having to hire somebody out. So this might help save you some money in the long run for your business as you're scaling up. So please tune in and you might find out something new about Zapier or you may not know what Zapier is. So I really want to encourage you to listen in, even if you're one of your business, you might decide to use this layer on. So tune in. Don't be afraid. You might have to listen to this twice because I'm definitely going to listen to this twice. Yeah. So listen here. Courtney, what is Zapier?
Yeah, Zapier is an automation tool. A lot of you have probably heard about it if you're not already using it. It's a really powerful tool, and they actually market themselves as no code, even though you actually can do coding in Zapier, which is why I love it so much. It is a tool for both beginners in terms of like technical experience, beginners and experts and specialists like me, because it is so versatile. And it really is just a way to connect two tools or two apps together. It is the middleman that facilitates communication if there isn't like a direct integration available between two tools. So Zapier is a really great, just kind of peripheral tool to have in your tool belt that you can just kind of use anytime you want to automate something that you wouldn't be able to automate just with one tool itself, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. So everyone, think of it like, again, like I'm kind of repeating back what Courtney said. Think of Zapier as the middleman. If you have two different tools that don't talk to each other, Zapier is going to be kind of like the glue, that the smart glue that holds them together so that things can run smoothly. So I love that so much. And I love Zapier. I use Zapier for a lot of parts of my business. I know I'm only using like maybe just like the surface level of Zapier. I know I could get deeper in. And so that's why I'm excited about learning about webhooks, because I've heard of this term before, but I'm like, I have no, I'm like picturing hooks. I'm picturing like pirates. I'm picturing like very visual. I'm like, I don't understand what a webhook is. So Courtney, do you mind explaining like the definition of a webhook, or like what are webhooks and how do they help us out as business owners?
Yes, webhooks is kind of a confusing term, but it's actually really quite simple. So in Zapier, you have triggers and actions. So if this happens or when this happens, do this, right? Webhooks are the when part. It's a trigger. It's a specifically an event-based trigger. So you can think of when you have an app that you've set up as your trigger in Zapier, if a certain event happens within that app, then that will trigger a webhook. And the webhook is just a signal from that app to Zapier that Zapier will then catch or hook onto in order to know, okay, it's time to run, you know? So that is essentially high level what a webhook is.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you so much for, really, it was for me, you all. She was helping me understand it by dumbing it down. So that's actually really helpful. While you were talking about that, Courtney, I was like, I think I can create a web. Okay. So I'm just going to chat with you about webhooks for how I think, and maybe I'm correct. So for example, when somebody books, like you, when you were booking an appointment to be on the podcast, could I create a webhook from Dubsado into Riverside to create a, what's this called, like a recording studio? Am I on the same right train of thought?
It's possible to create webhooks if the tools allow you. So the way that webhooks work is there has to be set up on both sides. You have to establish that communication.
Okay.
So in Zapier, Zapier makes it very easy for you to set up webhooks from their side. So Zapier is basically the listener. Like once you set up a Zapier Zap and you choose webhooks as the trigger, Zapier creates a listener that will just always be listening for that signal. And then on the other side, you have to set up like the other side of the communication with the app. You have to say, okay, when this event happens, send this signal to Zapier. And Zapier gives you a URL, which is an endpoint. If you've ever set up a webhook before, you know, it gives you like a URL and you're probably like, what the heck do I do this with this? Like you just take that URL and you're going to copy and paste it into that app when you're setting up the webhook. And some apps will let you set up webhooks, but not all of them do. So you have to kind of look and probably research, see, okay, will this app let me set up a webhook to Zapier? Some examples of like webhooks that I do all the time is that in ActiveCampaign, you can have a part like or a step in your automation to send a webhook to Zapier. They make it super easy to do that. You actually do that for if you're doing deadline funnel and you have like a countdown timer that you need to start. So in ActiveCampaign, you just create the webhook and it calls the webhook to deadline funnel. And then, so that's the two-way communication. And Zapier is actually not involved in something like that. It's between ActiveCampaign and deadline funnel. But a lot of the times you can use webhooks in Zapier because you want to run a Zap automation. And so the communication there would be from the app to Zapier. Does that make sense?
It does. It's like I've been pretty familiar with Zapier. I'm like, okay, this is making sense. And I like how in Zapier, since again, I'm very visual, I like that they have a little chart that you can build
yes.
it out.
And yeah.
it and test it along the way. And I like, it helps it to make sense to my brain. Okay. So let's go more into webhooks. Can you give the listeners like some tangible examples, like very easy examples of how they could use it in their own business? And I know you work with a variety of businesses. Like I follow you on Instagram because I'm like, wow, look at all these amazing automations she's putting together. But I love how you're able to help a photographer. You've helped a photographer out. Mm-hmm. You've helped, correct me if I'm wrong, you work with a lot of financial-based business owners. Like, you work with a wide variety of businesses. So I love that Zapier can still help all of these different businesses out, which is so cool. So can you give us some like very tangible ways we can utilize, like a one person show can utilize webhooks to help them save money from having to spend it on a VA?
Yes. So I'll just say that the cases where, or the times that you'll need to use and set up a webhook is when a trigger is not available. If there is a trigger available in Zapier, use that trigger. You don't need to go into the headache of setting up a webhook. But if you need to create an automation to save yourself time, or you're just doing a task like over and over and over, and like you're just finding ways to automate and streamline, and you're setting it up in Zapier, and all of a sudden you're looking at the list of triggers for a specific app, and you're like, dang, my trigger's not there. You might be able to set up a webhook for it. So the way I'll give an example. So I had a client I do this automation for myself and for client. Like, this is my favorite automation in Airtable. If you know Airtable, it's basically kind of like a spreadsheet app. It's more like a database app, actually. You can create a table. And let's say you have a bunch of records, and I will create a column and I'll use the field type button. So that's literally like you click a button and, you know, you can make something happen. Well, I'll use it to do a webhook. So I'll have a record where if I click a button, I can trigger an automation in Zapier to run. So that's like an example of a webhook that I can do. And it saves me tons of time because I like create all my content in Airtable. I manage everything in Airtable. And sometimes as I'm managing stuff, like I want to automate a process and it's super easy to just click a button and it just runs. And it has all of the information of that record that I need it to run for. And then I've had clients who like we wanted events in ClickUp triggers that weren't available in Zapier. And we were able to set that up using a webhook in the ClickUp automations. Yeah, sorry. These are just like random examples I'm thinking of. But there's like so many ways you can use the webhook triggers.
Okay, so you said your most favorite webhook that you use for yourself is like surrounding content creation, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious. Can you explain more of this?
Yeah, so I have an Airtable table where I will plan and write all of my content. Everything is stored in that Airtable. And when I want to publish it, like I want to schedule it, I click a button and it schedules it for me automatically. I don't need to like copy and paste the content into a fancy scheduling tool. I don't use that. I use Zapier to schedule that. I also have an automation set up where I like to post to my stories, but I really hate creating the stories, like the graphics and everything, like moving the text around. It's just so annoying. So I have an automation to type out the text in Airtable. And then when I'm ready for images to be generated, I click a button. And then I have an automation that generates those images for me. And it just takes the text and just pops them in there so that I don't have to do that manually. Yeah, those are some examples.
Have you heard about my new favorite marketing system, Engie? Engie is marketing software for small business owners who have to do their own marketing but aren't marketing experts, which is most of us, right? It has everything you need to find clarity about your marketing and get consistent with it, because not only can you create a marketing strategy customized to your business in minutes, you also get the tools you need to then do your marketing strategy
with tons of recommendations and guidance. It's like having a marketing assistant in your pocket, and I love it. So if you've been looking for a way to feel confident and organized about the precious time you spend working on your marketing, you should definitely try Engie out. Go to www.engie.co, that's E-N-J-I, to learn more, and click on the link in the show notes if you want to get 15% off of your first 2 months after your free trial. With Engie, you can totally begin a marketing system that works for you.
Okay, yeah. So let's say you are, yeah, because you were sharing earlier, you also have a young one, you're a stay-at-home mom.
Yes.
And so I bet you, the last thing you want to do is be on your phone, glued to your phone, typing out a story after yes. story after story while your little one is running around. You probably want to be present with her. So how do you have the picture, like the photos already downloaded in Airtable, and then just like pairs it? Like how does this work?
Yeah, that one's a more advanced automation. And for that one, I think I used a combination of Zapier and Pipe Dream, which is another like automation tool, but I use Pipe Dream more for like, the coding heavy automations because it's more like developer friendly, I guess. But yeah, the way it works is in my Airtable, I do have a table of images. Okay. But with my stories, I like to kind of like highlight or like color the images with my brand colors. So it's not like just the image. So I have an automation to kind of, I can choose the color and it will highlight the color for me. And then it'll fit the text on there in the automation. And then I also sometimes have like little branding elements, you know, kind of like headers and footers that it'll put on there too. And then when it's done generating all those images in Placid, which is another tool I use that allows you to generate images and content like graphics with templates. I created a bunch of like layouts and templates in Placid, and then the automation in Pipe Dream will just kind of take my text from Airtable, put it in the templates and the images, and then it like generates all of them. And I do pay for the storage for all of those images. But then I have another automation set up on my phone that will like, it sends me an email with a list of URLs of all those images. And then I have an iOS shortcut automation that will like, I just like, click a button and it takes all those images, downloads it and puts it on my phone. So all I have to do in Instagram is upload each of the images. And I do them one by one to make sure they're in the right order. But that's really the only manual work I need to do. Other than putting like stickers and polls, I do those manually. I have to.
I was wondering, that's what I was going to ask you. I was like, it does yeah. like the polls and the questions. How does it know how to do that? Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So luckily, yeah. you were saving money like for like having a social media like person, like designing mm-hmm. everything you do and then posting it. And like all you have to do is manually put it in order. Mm-hmm. But you already yes. have that order made. You're not like making it on the go. That's the time saver yeah. right there.
Because I love to batch content and I also like to repurpose content. So having everything stored in Airtable in one database makes it so easy to repurpose content because like you can easily search and filter and sort by yeah. topics. And, you know, you can really keep your data and your content extremely organized. So it just streamlines everything, the whole process. And then I'm a control freak. I'll say that. I really like to do things my way. And yes. I do hesitate hiring someone to do my stories because I just do it a very specific way. And I just want to have that control and make sure that the output is very consistent. So that's another reason I love automation is because you set it up once and it's consistent every time.
Yeah. And it's your personality. If mm-hmm. you, I mean, to, I don't think that's a too much of a control thing. I think it's like you want your audience to know it's you, like they, you wanted them to read it like they're talking or like talking with you, Courtney. Okay. Like I actually, that's a great example of, I know we're going off on a tangent, but everyone just like, maybe this is a good reminder to everyone before you start hiring out all these people to do your social media or do your email marketing or whatever make sure that they know your voice really well, because your voice might be very different from their voice. I'm not talking about like you're hearing them. I'm talking like how you type out and in your inflection and everything. Because people can know a difference between like when they read something that you've quote unquote typed versus when they hear you online, there's a disconnect. And so I love that Courtney has that set up. And I'm sure over time she could train someone to do this. But that, again, that takes money and that takes time. Mm-hmm. And you like, that's so smart. I love that so much. That is so smart. Okay. Can you share another like example? I just love your content creation process. And there's going to be people wondering, and I'm just going to ask this, do you offer like a template for this in your shop? Are you planning on offering like some sort of template for this? Or I'm like, this is amazing.
I mean, I could try to templatize it. It's hard because what I do is extremely custom. And a lot of the automations I do for my like service providers, I do it very tailored towards their business and their needs. I just think that with automation, especially like a coding and advanced automations, it is hard to generalize it. And that's why I love what I do so much. I love working with business owners to be able to learn their processes and create the automations that just work perfectly. It's like a glove, you know, like I just get so much satisfaction from that. I might think about creating a template, at least for like my Airtable content database. I guess the stories one would be a little bit harder to templatize, but yeah, it's a cool one.
I'm just like calling it. There's going to be somebody that's going to reach out to you after this and be like, Courtney, I want you to do that for me. So yes, like I think that is so. So yeah, I think now that I'm like talking about this out loud, I'm like, I think it would be better if you just worked one-on-one with a person and a business owner. And that way you can make a customized Airtable template for them and their brand and their voice. So I love that. That's okay, everybody. Go find Courtney after this. And can you give us another example of how you use webhooks or how you've helped other business owners use webhooks to essentially save money from hiring out?
Yeah. And I actually, with this, I do want to kind of explain another concept related to webhooks. So in Zapier, there's the webhooks trigger and there's also a webhooks action.
Okay.
But it's very confusing because the webhooks action is not really even related to webhooks. It's actually, you're able to make API requests with the webhooks action, and requests are different from webhooks. So you can think of webhooks are the trigger, but requests are the action. And every action in Zapier is actually using, like every action that connects to an app is using an API request under the hood. So also the triggers in Zapier are using webhooks under the hood. A lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them do. So you might think that like webhooks are like this really weird, complicated concept, but it's like Zapier is using webhooks. You just don't know. Like it's not exposed to the end user. So in terms of the webhooks action, it's making these API requests under the hood to apps. I do that all the time with my clients. If there's not an action available in Zapier, I make a custom API request to the app instead, because a lot of the times these apps will have a whole library of actions that they support in their API. You can think of an API as just that library. It's the library of actions and stuff that you can do to automate with it. And Zapier has a list of like standard actions that they support and that you can like easily connect to. It's the actions that, you know, you all probably are familiar using. But if you don't have an action there, if you really want to find a folder in ClickUp, right? It can create a folder, but it can't find a folder. You can actually just look up ClickUp's API. You have they have their documentation that's just publicly available, and you can use that webhooks action in Zapier to just make that request as like a custom request instead. I use that all the time.
Wow. My mind is being blown. I'm like trying to think, how can I utilize this? I'm like trying to think, how can I utilize this for myself? So when you say make a folder. Let's just go with that. Let's say somebody uses Trello, because I use Trello as my project management tool. So are you saying that when an action happens in one application, let's say I use Dubsado like all the time. Like Dubsado is one of my ride or dies. A client is create a lead is created in Dubsado. Could something, a Trello, I don't want to say a board or a file be created for a specific client workflow? Does that make sense?
So like a file or a folder in Trello. So you're connecting Dubsado to Trello. So like if something happens in Dubsado, you want to be able to do something in Trello. And does that action already exist in Zapier, or is that an action that like is missing?
I don't know. I need to look this up.
Yeah, I'm just looking out loud. A lot of the times, like the cases where you would want to do a custom API request is when you're trying to set up an automation and you like look for an action for an app and it's just not there. It's not listed in Zapier.
Okay. Yeah. I bet it's there. What? I bet somebody's yelling at me right now on their phone. They're like, it's there, Dolly. You should know this. Okay. I don't know everything, guys. But it would be so handy if something, I just like really making my customer experience more seamless. And I don't like, even though I love using Dubsado, I don't opening it up all the time, but I do open up Trello, like my project manager all the time. And if I could just have like a customer service workflow board in addition, not like through my Dubsado workflows, but just like things to keep in mind for this specific client. And I need to work this out, like out loud in like, I need to draw this out, but you are giving me a lot of things to think through. What can you give us? What I know, like we're talking, like we're almost near to 30 minutes, but I'm just going to ask you another question. Can you give another example of a webhook for that would help save time? Yes, we're talking about saving time. I should say that differently. That would help save a person money from paying a VA or OPM.
So we talked about like the content creation, which I think is a good example for like if you need, I mean, everyone's always doing content all the time. Like it just takes up so much time. But other things that you're probably doing all the time is like onboarding clients, if you're a service provider. And so in fact, most of the automations I do for service providers is around like automating the client experience, like onboarding and whatnot. And depending on the CRM that you use, the CRM is like the central hub of everything you do as a service provider. And so depending on your CRM, if it has a really great integration with Zapier, like you can do so much with that. But I work with a lot of clients that use a CRM that has some actions in Zapier, but not all of the actions they need. And one of the like missing actions that they really use a lot is like updating a contact, because a lot of the time we will have an automation set up so that like maybe they schedule a call through Calendly. We create a contact in Wealthbox for that contact, but then maybe later on down the road they become a client and then they like fill out a form with a bunch of like client information. We want to be able to update that contact, which has already been created, with that information they just filled out in their client information form. So they don't have an Zapier doesn't have an action to update the client. And so I do a webhook action, which is actually just an API request. I do that for my clients to be able to save them tons of time because they're just onboarding like crazy. And so instead of hiring an admin or a VA to do all that manual copying and pasting for them, which by the way, automation also increases the accuracy of your data, because copying and pasting or manually typing data in, you know, you can mistype and make errors. And a lot of my clients work in the financial profession space. And so errors like are a big deal. Like they want to do everything they can to mitigate those errors. So that's where my automations, especially like the custom automations I do, really come in handy.
Man, Courtney, you're like blowing everybody's mind right now. Okay, so after this, everyone, I seriously want you all to find Courtney, follow her, get to know her, and probably now get on her wait list to work with her, because she knows her stuff. And she's, or I'm just like, wow, web. And you all, like, in full transparency, Courtney sent me like a full list of things to talk that we could talk about. And I looked through it and I'm like, the only thing I kind of knew was webhooks. And I was like, let's talk about webhooks because she has a wealth of knowledge when it comes to automating your business, especially as a solo business owner. So I'm not trying to embarrass you, Courtney. I'm just trying to let you know, like, you are so gifted at what you do. And I hope you feel like. So thank you. I know we're already over 30 minutes, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. But as we wrap up, how can people find you and how can people work with you? Like, I share all the tea, spill all the tea with us.
Well, I'm pretty active on Instagram. I really love to share kind of like behind the scenes and like stuff that I work on for clients and for myself. So I think just follow me on Instagram. I think you can kind of learn a lot about the things that I do and the automations I set up. But in terms of working with me, I really love working with service providers who need some of those like really custom and advanced automations. I do like one-off projects all the time, where like maybe if you already have like a bunch of CRM automations or workflows set up, but you still just like you're noticing gaps in your client experience or you're still doing like tons of manual work, that's where I can kind of come and audit your systems and your processes and recommend some more advanced automations that we can do to help free up your time. So you can just reach out to me and we can do a project like that together. Or I also offer automation help sessions. So if you are really kind of like into DIYing your automations and you just kind of want someone to look over your shoulder to make sure you're doing things right, or you can ask me questions, or we can just kind of troubleshoot a problem together. I also do 1-hour calls that you can book with me as well.
Awesome. And you all, I will have all this information in the show notes of this podcast and also in the corresponding blog as well. But Courtney, I'm just, again, so thrilled that you were on the podcast. Thank you so much for coming on. I am now convinced. I'm like, Courtney needs to like be creating all of these templates or at least like, do like customized templates for people. And also you should have your own like deeper automations podcast. And so I was thinking this too. I meant to ask you, how did you get interested in tech? Because you don't meet a lot of females in the tech field who are so like so well versed. Like you are so well versed in what you do, and you're so passionate about what you do. How did you like? When did this? I guess this should have been at the beginning of the episode, but you guys, I'm messing around with you all today. How did you get interested in the tech field?
So this will probably explain a lot. I used to be a software engineer. And then I transitioned into finance, actually, because I was like obsessed with finance for a little bit. And then I moved into the treasury team at my tech company. And I was just like automating everything because I couldn't help it. It was the software engineer in me. I just had to automate everything I was doing. And that's where I just got obsessed with automation. And I've always been kind of obsessed with like efficiency. It impacts my personal life on a daily basis. That's how obsessed with efficiency I am. So that's kind of just like how I came to this point. I do love tech. I've always, you know, it's always just kind of been ingrained in me. I had a computer engineering degree in college. So yeah, I'm just like, it's my whole world pretty much.
I love it. What made you want to do software engineer?
Well, my dad was an engineer.
Okay.
So he just kind of naturally encouraged me to go in that direction. And school, I didn't think I would do it until I went to college. And I took some coding classes and I thought, okay, I can do this. And I also just kind of felt like I wanted to feel like I could do it. I felt like definitely as a woman, I kind of felt like I didn't belong. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was actually the only female computer engineering I was the only female in my computer engineering class, like the year I graduated. There were a lot of like electrical engineer females that like I was friends with. I was the only computer engineering one. So that just kind of like, it was a hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's a hard degree. It was very rigorous, but you know, I'm grateful for my experiences and it definitely shaped me to be the person that I am today.
Yeah. Courtney, and we're interviewing on Women's Day. I feel so empowered for you.
Thank you.
I am so proud of you, and I hope you continue to thrive and flourish in your business. And you all, like, after this episode, go and find Courtney and work with her and get to know her. She is a sweet and smart and savvy woman. Look at this. I can tell you. All right. Well, you all have a wonderful week. I know this was like a little different episode rhythm because I was asking questions at the very end. So please pardon me. But thank you all for tuning in all the way to the end. And I hope you all have an amazing and magical week, you magical muggle you. And I will talk to you all next week with a brand new systems and workflow related episode. So bye, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the Systems and Workflow Magic podcast. You can find full show notes from today's episode at www.systemsandworkflowmagic.com/podcast. If you are loving the podcast, I would be so honored if you could subscribe on your favorite podcast player, leave a 5-star review, and share it with another business friend who also needs help with systems, workflows, and SOPs. Be sure to screenshot this episode, share it to your stories, and tag me at Dolly DeLong Education over on Instagram. Until then, go and make some strategic workflow magic.